channeled by Catherine E. May, www.whoneedslight.org. The 8th of February 2015, Sananda/Jesus, the Cabal depart this week, Catherine E. May, Sananda, let me tell you of the monumental developments on Earth. Many of you are aware from last week's message that there was an unprecedented attack by the Cabal on our negotiating team, as we were on our way to the table to work out a plan of peace in which the Cabal leaders, all of whom are now in human bodies, and who are being offered various terms of amnesty, if they were willing to relinquish their hold on Earth. Your Catherine had developed a plan to offer them the only terms the Dark Ones would even consider, which was retirement with honor rather than insisting on surrender. It was a marvelous program, designed to pique their curiosity and play most strongly on their battle fatigue as well as their arrogance and pride. We had great hopes for a quick and peaceful settlement when we were suddenly ambushed by a small team of assassins with scalar weapons. Their behavior was utterly beyond universal law, and has since created ripples of consternation across the multiverse. Our Catherine's higher self was rather severely disrupted. I can tell you this now that she is recovering, and I was only grazed on my arm, thanks to her quick action, which probably saved my life, but left her badly injured. Other friends who were in the area felt the cellular disruption of being exposed to the devastating weapon, which has been banned throughout the universe because of its power to injure not only physical bodies but light bodies as well. It was a horrific act. The repercussions were swift and severe. Divine Prime Source demanded an end to all negotiations and declared the finish to free will participation on Earth by anyone who remains in allegiance to the dark. We were taken to recover, and our Catherine was put on life support until her higher self could be completely repaired and healed. You see, we can share our life energy by entering a body in need of support, in the case of injury or illness to either the body or the soul. And so, we were all ministered to with the greatest love by our archangels and by the skilled Arcturian team who specialize in this kind of work. We have all recovered nicely, and are more committed than ever to completing this precious mission. The Dark Ones were given 1 week to decide to come to the light or be dissolved. During this time they will be under close surveillance by all the Angelics, so they can't meet to plan revenge attacks, they can't communicate with each other, their transportation off the planet has been stopped by the Ashtar Command, and they have no access to their former tunnels inside Earth where we have now created high vibration light energy. True, there are a few places we may not have reached, but the majority of their strongholds have been cleansed. We have sentinels everywhere watching their movements. Many have already agreed to work with us, so we have double agents who understand that they will all be dissolved if they do not follow orders from Prime Source. This time they stepped over the line so blatantly that there is no return. Perhaps we will have a celebration during the Wednesday radio show next week. We are now already 3 days into the week they were given. We gave them until Wednesday, and using the convenient radio show time to announce their final departure, we said 8 p.m. EST. We will be announcing the end of all who have aligned with the dark and their rule on planet Earth. Indeed, we are not joking. It takes a lot to rouse Prime Source, but he or she was outraged that they tried to kill us on our way to the negotiating table. The decision is final and irrevocable. Yes, beloved family, it is really over. They will be taken off the planet. The Dark Ones who agree to come to the light will be taken to the ships in what will seem like no time to those around them. It will allow for a complete amnesty for those who agree to come to the light. There will be no plea bargaining for the offenders. They will either stay or go, but if they think they can stay without being rehabbed, they will have a big surprise. Once they have come to the light, their DNA will be changed to crystalline-based love light. They will no longer be capable of the horrifying behavior they were immersed in. No one will be allowed to return until they are completely cleansed of the feelings and memories of being participating Cabal members. It looks as if some of them are continuing their rebellion against God, refusing the deal. They still think they have a choice. They are so used to getting their way that their arrogance blinds them. Catherine's lifelong training has prepared her for just this work. Because of her open connection to us, she can participate in the higher dimensional meetings. She will demonstrate to them that we know how they think and always have known. This astonishes them, and they also can't understand our reluctance to take revenge. You may be uneasy about who will be picked out of the lineup and who will not, and how we avoid making mistakes. There are many who are not official Cabal members who have lived the life of darkness. We use a simple measure, the amount of darkness in the person's being. It is easy for us to see. They are all being approached, their higher selves, by angels and read the contract. Their higher selves are now fully aware of the deadline. Because of their many lifetimes without returning to source, their souls have been damaged. Many of the Dark Ones have been subjected to torture, and sometimes violent electrical shocks in the process of their training by the Dark Forces. Their higher selves are not connected to the Divine Source the way ours are, so they do not know the love of our Creator, even in their subconscious minds the way some of you did before you awakened. Today was a monumental day in our progress toward freedom for Terror. We have been communicating with the highest members of the Cabal, and they are beginning to take our zero-tolerance position seriously. They have at last understood that they no longer have a choice to threaten and destroy. Their only chance is to come back to the light. Our greatest challenge has been with the heads of the 13 inner Dark Cabal families. We have used our program of negotiation to convince them they could resign with honor. Many of them are old, and they are tired of the constant competition from their minions, and the growing investigations of dedicated journalists and activists who have not bought their lies. They have felt this day coming for some time, since the upsurge of light energies that became so apparent in 2012. With this week's ultimatum, they have gone through stages of disbelief, panic, crocodile tears and defiance, but have come full circle to the point where they see this is no longer a game they can win by bullying, bribing, manipulating and assassination. Our recovery from the attack earlier in the week, and the capture and disintegration of the attackers, who so foolishly tried to change the course of cosmic history with their weapons, has turned the tables on them, leaving them dumbfounded. They are completely without any recourse but to surrender. Billionaires, as a rule, like to think of themselves as benevolent and honorable members of society. Bankers, CEOs and rich merchants are fond of being honored as philanthropists, however puny their contributions to society might be. They have occasionally felt the warm glow of doing something of service, and so many of them have a small, well, let us say tiny, glimmer of light to work with. The Rockefellers have been wavering a bit toward feelings of curiosity, in spite of some regret and nostalgia for the old days, and several of them are likely to relent. They also feel the pull of the younger ones, who have removed themselves from the hidebound restrictions of American royalty to join environmental and social movements their parents only pretended to give lip service to. Today, the elder Rothschild gave up the fight and agreed to go to the light. He will spend as much time in the light chambers and in the retraining and rehumanizing courses as needed. No Dark One will be returned to life on the surface without a complete change of heart. We do not mean a change of expression, or a temporary change of attitude. We want to reassure you that we are not fooled by clever acting. We see the deep change in a soul and in a heart when a person truly awakens to feelings of love, gratitude and reverence. There is no fakery permitted in Ascension School. The Bush/Cheney/Rumsfeld/Kissinger contingent, along with their Israeli counterparts led by Netanyahu and his Mossad cronies, are more belligerent. Their vicious attack on us, the negotiators and diplomats in this effort at reconciliation, was largely because of our strong presentation, a gift of forgiveness and peace in fact, which was seen by them as an attack. They were outraged by our tendency, especially on the part of our women, toward good humor and quick wit, which they see as a challenge to their masculinity and power. Of course, their reflex response to imagining they are under attack is vengeance. This is a group so used to putting on a performance and successfully duping everyone, or at least silencing them, that they are outraged by our straightforward refusal to fear them. They have been so insulated by their wealth and power they simply ignore any challenge to their constant propaganda and lies. They are astounded to see that children of the light are not the weaklings they were taught to believe we were. Meeting us up close and personal, as they say, was a real shock to them. They are under house arrest, in effect, and they are beginning to realize that nothing will change for them between now and Wednesday. This amazes them, since they cannot snap their fingers, stage manage a false flag event, start a war, and come away richer and more powerful than ever before. Their formula for controlling the world is obsolete. We are working our way down the ranks and across the globe. Since we only need to talk to their higher selves, it is a fairly simple thing to track them down and bring them into our talks. We convince them of Creator's power to give life or to take it away, and the rest is up to them. It is not something they have understood except as a prelude to vengeance. Many cannot comprehend the idea that they could be welcomed back, accepted or loved. They have never felt such things in this life, and they have little inner sense of what creation really means. It is very sad to see how terribly damaged many of the Cabal operatives truly are. We are working very hard to help them understand the simplest concepts and the deepest truth, that we are all created in love and are part of the great project of ascension. All of us together, without exception, are made from love, the God particle as it is recently called, and there are none who cannot be freed from darkness. We are working so hard to bring all of them back to the light. We're doing well, except for a few thoroughly trained assassins. It is difficult to break through the complete descent into psychopathology, as you know. The turbulent feelings many of you are experiencing in the emotional environment are the fear, confusion and horror of those who are realizing this is real, and they are trapped. We encourage you to keep an objective and loving point of view, and remain in your hearts as we ride out these last days together. For the first time in many millennia, the dark ones who turn to the light really cannot be accused of being traitors or turncoats by their peers. Their only wish is to remain as souls, to continue the experience of life, whatever that might be for them, here on the other side of the divide. We want to ask all who read this to join with us in the great effort to rescue the lost ones, to teach compassion and forgiveness to beings who have never seen or felt such emotions. Please send your passionately heartfelt appeal to all the dark ones to return, accept the mantle of light and come with us to complete this magnificent journey together. Our hearts break with the pain of seeing that some of our brothers and sisters may choose a certain end rather than open their hearts and minds to our love. Those who wish to come to the light will immediately come under the protection of the community of angelic beings who have organized themselves into an enormous battalion of light to escort the lost souls home. Channeled by Catherine E. May, www.whoneedslight.org, the 9th of February 2015, Sanat Kumara and Sananda/Jesus, the Cabal leaves and beware whom you blame for Earth's troubles. Catherine E. May, Sanat Kumara, I am contacting you from my position as participant observer in the affairs of planet Earth. I am at an inner Earth meeting of the Intergalactic Council of One. It is a large gathering of representatives from all the cosmos who are intimately involved in the preparations for the final removal of the Cabal from planet Earth. This solemn ceremony will occur on Wednesday evening at 8 EST, 11 February. At which time all remaining dark Cabal forces will be removed from the planet to be rehabilitated or dissolved, as they choose. Sananda, in speaking to the meeting, was appealing for a carefully coordinated effort from all parts of the local universe of Nibudn, yours, to orchestrate the follow-up actions once the removal of the Cabal is complete. We do not want a repeat of what happened following the removal of the reptilians from Earth in September 2013. When so many dark minions stepped up to take their places in great quantities. We have set a limit on the overall light, dark quotient which will be permitted within each individual before they are automatically removed from life on planet Earth. However, should many more humans turn away from the light to take the place of the departing dark ones, it would create havoc, and set us back many years, even if they did not become as murderous and vicious as the departing souls. Should they rise to new levels of darkness, as their predecessors did, they will be immediately removed. This edict from Prime Source will now remain in place forever. It is a crucial time in the development of the new Golden Age. It is intended to bring prosperity to all, relief from oppression, and the comfort of knowing all are safe to live their lives in peace. We cannot allow a proliferation of petty criminals and playground bullies to counteract the marvelous events we have in store for all of you. There are many exciting events in store for you in the coming months. Your Intergalactic Federation is on the move. They are coordinating a careful approach to Earth. There are many considerations in carrying out a massive operation like this, including, to put it in earthly terms, the cosmic equivalent of weather, turbulent energy patterns, gravity, and approved air traffic control routes. Separate meetings under the guidance of Commander Ashtar will be moving forward during these coming days. At the same time, the focus of your Ascended Masters turns to the conditions on the ground, and what we can expect to occur in the aftermath of the removal of the leaders of most of the world's banks, corporations, media organizations and political entities. The most obvious for the US will be the cessation of all activities of the secret government, providing those of you on the ground can maintain a high level of light energy. I will explain how important your role is now and why. Removing the leaders, the darkest of the dark leaders, will still leave the shadow structure of the organizations they put in place. This will be felt in a similar way to what you have experienced with the removal of the dark sleeper cell within your makeup. The cell is gone, but the memory of its vibration is still present within your brain and body. This too must be eliminated through careful focus and determination. We are now at a similar point in the evolution of the planet. Removal of the dark cell of leaders will leave in place the dark thought forms you are used to and many of their minions. These beings, like all of you, have been spared for the time being because they carry within them a promising proportion of light in spite of their past involvement with darkness. God is merciful, as we have told you, and will make every effort to help those who wish to help themselves. This is not a free ride, we assure you, or preferential treatment for those who have lived destructive lives. Many of these border of darkness beings are your neighbors, lovers, relatives and friends. Many of you reading this message may have gone through periods in your lives where you were attracted to schemes that promised wealth and power, or addictive substances that promised relief from pain. As Jesus taught, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Of course, we do not speak in terms of sin, but humankind uses this language to describe destructive behavior. We prefer to see human behavior on a spectrum from dark to light. At this time, there are still a large number of humans who fall into the range of 60% to 70% darkness. They are the polluters, the oblivious racists, the animal abusers, the arrogant executives, the punitive parents, the cruel teachers and the extremely religious of all stripes. Many of this enormous group have aligned themselves with darkness because they felt powerless, or because they could not have sustained themselves and their families economically otherwise. Do we condemn someone who flips poisoned burgers for a living? Of course not. We remove the Burgermeisters. I could not resist that small pun. Then we must find ways for those left to drift to fill their days with productive work, and teach compassion and forgiveness for those who have been compromised by having lived in an impossibly difficult world system. Everyone has been enslaved in one way or another, you see. No one has been spared the bite of having to fit into an environment that encouraged soul-destroying behavior, while ingesting mind-control substances daily. This is why so many masters are here at this time, because young souls could not have maintained a connection to their hearts under such crushing psychological and physical abuses. You are realizing, as you have struggled to clear darkness from your own beings, just how difficult this process is. Know that I do not tell you these things to alarm or discourage you. No, rather, we wish to encourage and inspire you to join with us now, find your place in the Army of Light, and help us to remake the world anew. All are needed. When you align yourself with our intentions to come and shift the vibrations on planet Earth, we will accomplish the miracle of seeing the atmosphere clearing, the light dawning all across the planet. You have already accomplished the heroic lifting of energies that has made this current transition possible. All of you must be aware of the tremendous change in the alignment of energies since December of 2012. It may not be what you expected, but it is clearly a separation between light and dark, a massive schism that now makes it clear what is light and what is not. What was once a blurred thin line between good and evil, as you call it, is now blatantly obvious to more people every day. For instance, a popular newscaster is disgraced for having said that his helicopter was attacked in Iraq, when it was not true. A few months ago, this story would have been buried as a footnote, shrugged off as a slip of tongue or an understandable exaggeration from one who may have been anxious at the time. No. The public now sees a contrived piece of propaganda when it is dangled before them. A journalist is not an entertainment figure. He is expected to hold to a standard of truth-telling that transcends mere sensationalism, or worse yet, acting as a puppet for his cabal handlers. This same standard of truth-telling is now being held up for your political leaders, sports figures, and all others in the public eye, including us, your overlighting masters of the higher dimensions. You have demanded more information, and more of the whole story, rather than the bits and pieces we have given in the past to introduce you slowly to the mind-expanding truths of life in the cosmos. I have assured you in the past that we truly did not lie to you when we thought the prosperity programs would be released. Our plans were that this should happen, and our view of what was happening on the ground led us to conclude that it would transpire as planned. I will give you another bit of truth that may surprise you. We, your ascended masters, are much like you, in that we are not omniscient, all-knowing, and we are not all-powerful. We are gods, yes, in our abilities to create and expand, but we do not have absolute control over what happens on Earth, or within our universe. Even our own prime creator, within our particular cosmic globe of universes, cannot make a unilateral decision to create or destroy on a large scale. Just as I have revealed to you that I, Sanat Kumara, was filling the job description of Father God, the creator of your Milky Way galaxy, Prime Creator was one of our archangel pairs, twin flames who generally work together to fill these important positions. In higher dimensions, we all work with each other, and sometimes move up or down the hierarchy to fill the positions that are needed at the time. At this moment of now, the multiverse is expanding at a rapid rate because the ultimate creator source, beyond our present cosmic globe of universes, has already created a new area of universes, which he or she does because it is what he or she does, create. As the greater multiverse expands, the complexity expands logarithmically, you might say. We are now in a time of great expansion, and the responsibilities have expanded simultaneously. Where a laissez-faire management style was previously appropriate, given the universal law of non-intervention, it is now more crucial than ever that we remain in constant communication with each other and with our own prime creator source. Only our own prime creator source has the say about what will be done within his, her cosmic globe area in the final analysis, but he or she depends upon us, his, her boots on the ground to carry out all programs and to keep everyone involved informed of all complications or problems, within their local area and beyond. Now, I represent the company of heaven when I offer you the following apology, offered from the depths of our hearts to yours. We regret that during the period after the removal of the reptilians in August of 2013, we turned our attention to the development of the new universe, out in a new area of the great void, beyond our existing cosmic globe of universes, and the opportunities it would create for all of us, because we truly expected that humankind would fill with light the void left by the reptilian overlords. Instead, the dark cabal, whose humanity has been compromised by eons of cooperation with the dark forces, took over with a vengeance. It was not that we were completely ignorant of their power and determination, but we were blindsided by the speed with which they took control. At the same time, of course, the light quotient was increasing because of the courageous lightworkers' efforts. This is when the great gulf between light and darkness expanded so suddenly. In cosmic terms, the shift was a moment, but a huge moment in terms of the effect it has had on you, our dear children. These recent months of struggle and conflict were not intended to get so out of hand so suddenly. It was complicated for us by the fact that the sudden shift that created a huge warp in the electromagnetic field around Earth, through a series of powerful transformative energies striking the planet, also obscured our ability to see what was happening. Things went from bad to worse in the blink of an eye. You may remember that it was during this time that we asked Catherine to begin sending you a message every day, in hopes of awakening more lightworkers and keeping the hard-working ones energized. Unfortunately, it did not help, since some of our information turned out to be inaccurate, given the prevailing timeline, which kept changing from day to day. We can tell you now, we were heartbroken to see how ineffectual our efforts were, and how discouraged and angry many of you were. We too were in a dilemma. Our prime creator source wants us to learn, to grow into the skilled managing directors who will be needed at every level in the present and new universes to come. He or she will not step in to rescue us, whether incarnated or in light bodies, unless our actions cause a threat to others in the universe. The suffering caused by the recent complications was heartbreaking and regrettable, but it was a part of the original understanding of how difficult this incarnation would be. We must pull ourselves out of our own collective mess, with Prime Creator's profound love and guidance. This is the true way. It is how we grow, and in the long run, we are always glad for the opportunity to stretch ourselves. This failure on our part was a tremendous wake-up call to us as well. Fortunately, in spite of the dense energies, we were able to maintain contact with some of our lightworkers and channels on the ground, and so the long climb back to order and calm has proceeded, under different leadership and with renewed focus. We acknowledge that, like you, we were stretched thin, trying to keep up with the shifting phenomena we could barely detect through the thick fog of swirling, chaotic energies around your planet. We turned from our planning and projecting and instead began to rely on our human counterparts to lead us through the quagmire. We acknowledge with great humility and gratitude that our twin flames and soul incarnation aspects, one of our incarnated multi-selves, have been the ones whose knowledge and great determination have turned the course of events here on Earth. The energy of our prime creator source, our central sun as we sometimes call him, her, has ignited the imagination and creative genius in those who knew what steps would have to be taken to turn this Titanic around, as you have so aptly quipped. Your clear demands for fairness and truth, and your willingness to take responsibility for helping to clean up the problem on the ground has made all the difference. As you have gained in power and light, especially after the removal of the dark cell in your brains, your connection with us has solidified, and we can now work as a well-oiled machine, with you, our beloved earthbound souls in the lead. You are brilliant managers and executives, and your deep understanding of the moment-to-moment feelings of your fellow humans surpasses ours. We humbly reach across the great divide that has separated us to clasp your outreached hands, and we share with you the power of light from our Great One. We honor you with all our hearts, beloved human ones. Together, we are magnificent. And together we will finish this job. This is the time of the rising of the Divine Feminine. You have noticed how many of the most powerful lightworkers are women. Even in positions of power in politics and finance and in spiritual leadership, women have stepped forward in spite of the odds against them. Look to your women, beloved humankind, for they are the first to absorb and put to use the great crystalline power that will lead you into the light. My dear brother Sananda is here. They have just adjourned the council meeting for today. Let us let him share his news with you. Sananda, thank you, Sanat, you are truly everywhere helping all of us. We are grateful, dear brother. Beloved ones, we are resolved to put our energies into moving forward immediately following the removal of the last members of the Earth Cabal. We will be on it as you say, to avoid any rushing in to fill the void on the part of the lower level minions who are now teetering on the great divide between light and dark. Now, this week, this day, is the crucial time when you must all be ready to open your minds to grasp the truth of the history of planet Earth and open your hearts to be filled with forgiveness, mercy and compassion. There must be no revenge, no witch hunts, no punitive or bitter recriminations. The consequences for everyone's behavior while on Earth is well investigated and understood when a soul returns to the higher dimensions to meet with their creator and their guides. This is a process the Cabal members have avoided for centuries, and it will no longer be permitted. Their free reign has been completely curtailed, and will never, I say never, be restored. You must work hard to understand, beloved ones. Forgiveness does not mean permissiveness or weakness. These are Cabal ideas. The consequences of all actions, destructive or light-filled, are taken into account when the after-death life and soul review is undertaken. In the case of cabal members whose higher selves have been damaged, this will require additional healing, but this does not mean they will not be held accountable for their dark deeds.